Okay, we are continuing our Shiurim in Maaser Sheni. We spoke last time about how Maaser Sheni is a little bit different than some of the other mitzvot tluyos ba'aretz. Maaser Sheni is something which we bring, and we bring it to Yerushalayim, and we eat it in Yerushalayim. That's in contrast to some other halachas in which we don't bring it to Yerushalayim, but we don't eat it, we give it to Kohen, Shruma, Maaser, we give to a Levi. What's unique about this halacha in particular is that we're the ones who really bring it to Yerushalayim. We're going to speak tonight about a very, very important sugya. It's one that comes up, really, according to the Yerushalmi at least, in the first Mishnah in Maseches Maaser Sheni. It's a Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Nun Beis. It relates to a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Hey. Gemara's all over the place. What exactly is the status of Maaser Sheni? What exactly is the status of it? Most importantly, who does Maaser Sheni actually belong to? Does Maaser Sheni belong to me? If I separated my produce and I gave away my Truma and I gave away my Maaser, and now I have my Maaser Sheni, does it really belong to me, Mamon Hedyot? It belongs to me? Or does it actually belong to Mamon Gavoa? Does it really belong on some level to the Ribono Sha'olam? That appears to be a Machlokas HaTanayim. Its starting point's a Mishnah, Maseches Kiddushin, on Daf Nun Beis. What would happen if you propose to a woman? So there's a din in Kiddushin. Not only do you have to say, Harei HaMikudashu B'Tabazu, that's most of Yisrael, but you have to give her something. For Kedushay Kesef, you have to give her something, and I have to own that which I'm giving her. So let's say I give her Maaser Sheni, are we considered to be, is she Mikudeshes, or is she not Mikudeshes? Is it considered to be good, or is it not considered to be good? Reb Meir's of the opinion that no matter what, you're not Mikudeshes, because Reb Meir says that the din of Maaser Sheni, that Maaser Sheni really is considered to be Mamon Gavoa, that it really belongs to Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore it's not mine. And because it's not mine, I can't give it to her to be Mekadesher. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says it's really considered to be Mamon Hedyot. Rabbi Yehuda says that it really does belong to me. He thinks Beshogeg, Bemazed, it may not be good for Shogeg. It is. Why is not in the Gemara right now? But fundamentally, according to Yehuda, I really could take Maaser Sheni and be Mekayis a woman. Let's just chaz we've done so far, in case anyone happens to be walking in right now. There is a question as far as what exactly the status of Maaser Sheni is. This Maaser that I separate, who does it really belong to? And we point out there seems to be two opinions in the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, from Daf Nun Beis to Daf Nun Gimel, Daf Nun Dalet, as to what exactly the status is. The opinion of Rabbi Meir is that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. It's Mamon that belongs to Hashem. I have an achrayus to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there, but it's not really mine. And therefore, says Reb Meir, that if you would come along, Maaser Sheni, being b'shogeg b'mazed, lo kideis, if you're mekadesh a woman with it, it's not going to work. Reb Yehuda says, again, a different b'shogeg b'mazed, but fundamentally it belongs to me enough. That Maaser Sheni, it belongs to me, and therefore I'm able to deliver it. There are different nafkaminas, some of which we'll speak about in the continuation, but is Maaser Sheni really mine or not? That's definitely going to relate to questions about whether if I have a lulav or an esrog of Maaser Sheni, is it my yotze lachem or not? That's the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Hey speaks about. But that's a general sort of a question that we have. Maaser Sheni, Mamon Gavor, Mamon Hedyot. I want to make one brief ha'ara about Mamon Hedyot. Then we're going to speak primarily tonight, what does it mean if the Maaser Sheni doesn't really belong to me? And what would be the implications of that discussion? So the first thing, as far as just Man D'Amar Mamon Hedyot, we don't paskin that way, but Man D'Amar Mamon Hedyot, what does that really mean? So the majority of, or at least a whole group of Rishonim, Tosfos assumes this way, the Tosfos Yontif assumes this way, that even when we say it's Mamon Hedyot, it only really becomes yours once you bring it to Yerushalayim. That so long as I'm outside Yerushalayim yet, it's not really mine yet. I have a chiyuv to bring it to Yerushalayim. Until that point, they understand that it really does belong. It's Mamon Gavoa. It's Mamon Gavoa. It seems to be a Gemara, Mesach Sanhedrin, and Daf Kuf Yabeis, the Chutz Yerushalayim, L'chuli Alma, it's considered to be Mamon Gavoa. However, Kivi Eger points out in the first Mishnah, in Maaser Sheni, that from the Bar Tanura, it sounds like it's a more sweeping shita, Mamon Hedyot, and that Mamon Hedyot means it really belongs to you even before you bring it to Yerushalayim. You have a chiyav, you have an achrayus to bring it to Yerushalayim, but it really does belong to you even before that. Let's chaz what you've seen just thus far, a question about the status of this Maaser Sheni. Does it belong to you or not belong to you? a machlokes, even the opinion who holds it belongs to you, maybe that's only when you actually bring it into Yerushalayim. Out of the action in the sugya, though, is in the other man de amar. The Rambam paskins like this hilchos Meiser Sheni. The Meiser Sheni is really mamon gavoa. Meiser Sheni is mamon gavoa. It is not, strictly speaking, really yours. There appears to be a fundamental machlokas harishonim. What exactly that means? The Meiser Sheni is mamon gavoa. One, we're going to see the shita of Rashi. And then we're going to see how Reb Chaim learned Shitas HaRambam. Reb Chaim had a vor in Shitas HaRambam. And we'll clarify a bunch of nafkaminas and why this may be important. Rashi writes, if you have on the sheet, Knushin Daf Chavdala, Rashi understands it kipshuto. Meiser Sheni does not belong to you. Okay, so how am I allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim? If Meiser Sheni doesn't belong to me, how am I allowed to eat it? So says Rashi, the Amr Lekamim Perek Beis, Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoahu. It's Kiddushin Dat Chavdalin. The Achilaso Milchan Gavoahu. That's a line that comes up in the context of Truma and some other Mitzvot Baaretz. That really Meiser Sheni is not mine. Just Kadosh Baruch Hu permits me, Kadosh Baruch Hu allows me to eat it. Mishulchan Gavoa, Kiilu, I'm eating it, Kivyachal, from God's table. That's what it means. It's Achilaso Mishulchan Gavoa. Rashi implies as much also in his Perush Al Torah, Parshas Bichul Kosai. Rashi in Baba Kama also writes like that, Nafsam Ertes. Meiser Mamon Gavoa means it is not yours. It does not belong to you. Says Rashi there in Baba Kama. The Amar Bekidush and Meiser Mamon Gavoahu. The whole Hecha de Isei, the Meiser, Lav Didehu, Ella Digavoahu. It is not yours at all. Meiser Sheni, says Rashi, does not belong to you at all. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam seems to hold a little bit differently. The Rambam writes, first he paskins in Hilchos Meiser Sheni Perigim Alachi Zion, Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavohu. He paskins like this. But in Hilchos Ishas, the Rambam says something that's a little bit odd. In Hilchos Ishas, the Rambam writes as follows. Remember, Man de Amar Mamon Gavohu holds, if you want to be Mekadesh a woman, you can't use Meiser Sheni because it doesn't really belong to you. Says the Rambam as follows in Hilchos Ishas. Kitcha b'meiser sheni, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, eina mikudeshes. If I go and I propose to a girl, I give her meiser sheni, we're not considered to be married. Why? I would have said because it's mamon gavoa and doesn't belong to you. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, lefisha ein lo lasos bo shar chafetzav, Achi Yischalel, Shneemar b'Meiser Lashem, who? Says the Rambam as follows. Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, who? Okay, I got that. How come I can't be Mekayis a girl with it? Says the Rambam. Because you can't do anything with Meiser Sheni until you have first, we'll speak about what the Chilo means a little bit, but until you have first done enough to sort of like bring it to Yerushalayim. Until you've removed the Kiddush of the Meiser Sheni, until you've removed the Kedusha from the Meiser Sheni, we'll elaborate in the future what that means, says the Rambam, you can't be Mekadesher. Asks Reb Chaim the following question. Says Reb Chaim, if Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoa, who means, like Rashi says, you have to go Rashi, but like Rashi says, that it all belongs to the Ribono Sha'olam, what the Rambam should have said was, you can't be Mekadesh, a girl with Meiser Sheni, because it's not yours. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says the reason why you can't be Mekadesh a girl is not because it's not yours, but rather because you shouldn't use it. You can't use it for any other purpose so long as it's Kadosh. So long as it has Kedusha, you can't use it for any other purpose. Why is that, says Reb Chaim? Why is the Rambam coming along and giving that reason? So Reb Chaim offers the following suggestion. We'll pause after that to see if there are any questions, if we're clear. Reb Chaim offers the following suggestion. Says Reb Chaim, Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoahu. The Brisker Rav quotes this in Zvachem Andavav. It's also quoted in the Sefer Torah Zraim of Ari Pomeranchik in Meiser Sheni Perek Dal Mishneches. Says Reb Chaim the following. Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoahu does not actually mean you don't own it. even man de amar, meiser sheni mamon gavohu, really holds on some level that you own it. However, says Chaim the following. Let's look at it right here if you want to read it in the Torah's Zraim there in source number 23, as follows, in the middle of that first column here. Really, Meiser Sheni belongs to you, even though Mamon Gavoa. So what does it mean, Mamon Gavoa? The Hadi Yeslo Din Mamon Gavoa, Eino Elam Bishum, Dine Kidusha Shebo. Really, you own it. Just that ownership is not full and not complete, because since Meiser Sheni has Kidusha, and since I have a chiyuv limitzvaso lechol birushalayim, I don't have full bialus, I don't have full control. So I own it on some level, but because it's kadosh and because it's destined to go to Yerushalayim, it's not fully mine to use for any purpose that is not geared towards bringing it to Yerushalayim. So the following, I'll say that hopefully very clearly right now. Even though we say Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoahu, that this Meiser Sheni I've separated, and I'm bringing it to Yerushalayim to eat it. Rashi understands in Kiddusha and Daf Chaf Dal in Baba Kama, it doesn't belong to me at all. And even when I eat it in Yerushalayim, I'm not eating my food, I'm eating food Mishulchan Gavoah, I'm eating food Ki'ilu, it's directly from the Ribono Shel Olam. But Reb Chaim claims to the Rambam that's not true. For the Rambam, Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoah, in certain sense, you are the owner. Just since there's Kedusha in it, since you have a Chiyuv, because it has Kedusha to bring it to Yerushalayim, your Bailus is limited. You're not allowed to do anything with it because it's destined for Yerushalayim has Kedusha. You're not allowed to do anything with your Meiser Sheni that is going to detract from bring it to Yerushalayim and eating it right there. So says Reb Chaim the following. That's pshat in the Rambam and Hilchos Ishas. Why does the Rambam say, I can't be mekadesh a girl, with my Meiser Sheni? Because it still has Kedusha and you can't do with it whatever you want. What does that mean? The whole idea of Meiser Sheni being Mamon Gavoa, since it has Kedusha, I have a chiyuv to bring it to Yerushalayim. And I can't use it for any purpose other than bring it to Yerushalayim. It's not mine litany in that. But when I come to Yerushalayim and I eat my Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, I'm not eating it Mishulchan Gavoa. I'm not eating God's food. The food belongs to me. It has Kedusha. I got to go bring it to Yerushalayim. But when I bring it to Yerushalayim and I eat it, I'm eating my food. So the Machlokas is, even Manda Amar, Mamon Gavoa, how much is it really Mamon Gavoa? Is it purely the Ribono Shel Olam's? Or is it mine, just I can't use it for any purpose other than, because it has Kedusha, bringing it to Yerushalayim? As far as the general clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3, if I can get general. Okay. Yeah. Why is it the difference in Manda Amar and Mamon Gavoa and Mamon Hedyo? Oh, okay. If you take each version of the other, you're going to bring them much closer together. We'll speak a couple potential nafkaminas in a bit, but they're going to be more or less there. What's one nafkamina if Mamon Gavoa? So one nafkamina is discussed by the Brisker Rav in Zvachim and Daf Vav. The Brisker Rav says as follows: the Torah teaches us that there are dine Yerusha. That a person has the ability, if a person passes away, Rachman al-Litzlan, so their property gets given over to their yorshim. We assume, in general, that you can only give over that which you actually own. You can't yarshin something that's not yours. Can you yarshin, if a person passes away who owns Meiser Sheni, do his descendants inherit it or not? Do his descendants inherit it or not? Can they get it or not? So the Ravid says in his Parish in the Torah's Kohanim, it sounds in the Torah's Kohanim that maybe there is a din of Yerusha, that Yorshim are able to get Meiser Sheni, Says the Ravid in one day of there,
yeah,
that's because Torah's Kohanim holds its Mamon Hedyot. But if you really hold its Mamon Gavoa, if you really hold its Mamon Gavoa, if a person passes away with Maaser Sheni, they can't bequeath it to their next of kin. They can't yarshen it to the next generation. How come? Presumably, because the Ravid holds, if Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, it is not yours at all. It belongs to the Ribono Sha'olam. And because it belongs to Ribono Sha'olam, you are unable to give it to the next generation. However, the Rambam Dafka implies that even though it's Mamon Gavoa, still I can yarshin it. Still I can give it over in Yerusha. Well, how can I give it over in Yerusha? You can only give over that which you actually own. So says the Brisker Rav, for this reason. Because even when it's Mamon Gavoa, it really belongs to you. All Mamon Gavoa means that since it has Kedusha and is designated and destined to go to Yerushalayim, you can't use it for any other purpose. But fundamentally, does it actually belong to you? So on some level, it really does belong to you. On some level, it really is to be yours, and therefore you're able to yarshin it, you're able to give it over, so says the Brisker Rav. So we have the following. On the one end, we have one day in the Gemara, Mamon Hedyo. It really belongs to you. Normally, be Mekai, it's a girl, you're all good. Mamon Gavoa. So for Rashi and the Rav, it's very extreme. It does not belong to you at all. When you are eating it, in Yerushalayim, it's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. According to the Rambam, the Firib Chaim, no. It does belong to you, but you're limited in your bialas. Because it has Kedusha, you're limited in what you can do with it. I can only do things with it that are geared towards bring it to Yerushalayim, and other things I'm not allowed to do with it at all. General clarity again. It's 1, 2, and 3, 4, where they're at. Okay. We'll give one more nafkamina, and then I want to just try to develop what I think is interesting in light of this. Rav Elchanan in Kovet Shirim Sech Pesachim asked the following question. Let's say you own Maaser Sheni that is Chametz. Do you violate Bal Yeira and Bal Yematzeh? You're not allowed to own Chametz on Pesach. You're not allowed to own Chametz on Pesach. What happens if I own Maaser Sheni on Pesach that's Chametz? Do I violate the Isser of Bal Yeira and Bal Yematzeh? Is that called owning Chametz or not? Says, that's Rav Elchanan's question. On some level, it's based on the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Hay. But one thing that may be based on is the following. If I hold Mamon Gavoa means it Bichlal doesn't belong to me at all, it's purely the Ribono Shel Olam. So Lichora, there's no din of Bal Yeira and Bal Yematzeh there. Hare, it doesn't belong to me at all. I have to own Chametz on Pesach, and this I really don't own. But if I hold, like Reb Chaim's reading of the Rambam, if I hold that really on some level I am the owner, just I can't use it for all purposes, so then maybe one can make the argument that you would violate Bal Yeira and Bal Yematzeh, because on some level, this is really considered to be Chametz that you're the owner of. This is considered to be Chametz, it's Tachas Yer Rishus, and on some level you are going to be responsible for it. So one nafkamina, can you yarshin it? If it's not mine at all, I can't give it to Yerusha. If it's not mine at all, I'm not going to violate Bal Yeira and Bal Yematzeh. If it's mine with a twist, just I can't use it for certain purposes, maybe I would violate Bal Yeira because technically it's mine. And maybe I can yarshin it because technically it's mine. I can't even mekayish a girl because it's not mine to use it for any purpose other than the mitzvah purpose, which is called bringing it to Yerushalayim. Quick point in brackets, because it's great, if not, it's all good. Aside from this, the textual pieces in the Gemara and Sukkah, how it works out, which Rav Elchanan talks about, there is an additional issue here, which is, what level of bialas do you need for the din of Bal Yeira and Bal Yematzeh? How much does something have to really be yours in order to violate Bal Yeira and Bal Yematzeh? A couple of years ago, in Taizman, we spoke about this question, the context of different shomrim. If I borrow something from you, I'm a showel, do I violate Bal Yeira and Bal Yematzeh? If I'm watching something for you for free, do I violate Bal Yeira and Bal Yematzeh? There are questions there, what level of ownership we really need to be held accountable. So one of the issues here may relate to what you need in order to violate Vayira and Vayimatze. Yeah. What you do with it would be a mess, I guess. Exactly. Yeah, for sure. And therefore, even if I hold like Rukhayim, it's really I'll get Kedusha. I hear that also. That makes sense to me. I hear that. Exactly. Yeah. I totally hear that. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. I want to try to suggest just one thing that emerges from this that relates to what we saw last week. Remember last week we saw the Torah gives, just to bring in a little bit of Tamei Mitzvot, just to bring in a svara here, which I think is a minimum thought-provoking. We saw last week, not mutually exclusive ideas, but different indications, how come we bring this to Yerushalayim? Why is it so important that this, I understand why giving it to a Kohen, giving it to a Levi, Meiser, Ani, why that's so valuable. Why do I have to bring something to Yerushalayim? So we saw last week from the Ramban, from the Sefer Achinach, albeit in different ways, that you bring it to Yerushalayim, it's all really just to get you to come to Yerushalayim, to learn Torah in Yerushalayim, to learn Yerushamayim in Yerushalayim. That's really what it's considered to be all about. It's all about just getting you to Yerushalayim. We saw that Rav Hirsch understood, had a very powerful line, that part of the message of Meiser Sheni is that when you go to Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim, you're becoming like a Kohen. Mamachas Kohenim. That you're acting like a Kohen. Truma, a Kohenit, Fekdusha Vatara. Meiser, you're giving to a Levi. You become like a Kohen when you bring Meiser Sheni all the way to Yerushalayim to eat it there. I wonder if that's part of what's going on here also. According to Reb Chaim, it actually does still belong to you. When you come and you eat it, it's really yours the whole time. The only limitation we have on your ownership is whatever we have to do to get you to bring it to Yerushalayim. It has Kedusha, don't do anything else with it, just get it to Yerushalayim. For Reb Chaim, what's really the driving force is getting you to Yerushalayim. It's yours on some level, but we remove some of the ownership to motivate you. It has Kedusha, you can't do anything with it until you go to Yerushalayim. It's going to get you to go to Yerushalayim. But according to Rashi, the way Rashi says it out, there's something very, very powerful, which in light of Rav Hirsch, I think has new meaning. Truma is also eaten, the Rambam writes, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. Truma is something which, while it looks like I give Truma to a Kohen, if you read the Rambam closely, that's not what's happening. Even though it looks like I'm giving my Truma to a Kohen, what's really happening, the Ribono Shel Olam is the middleman when it comes to Truma, says the Rambam. It looks like I'm giving it to a Kohen, but really I'm giving it to Hashem, and Hashem is giving it to the Kohen. And when the Kohen eats it, it's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. That's how Truma really works. Truma is a Kohen eats it from the Ribono Shel Olam's table. In light of that, now Meiser Sheni having a similar phenomenon is very, very chashuv. What's going on in Meiser Sheni? What's going on in Meiser Sheni is the following. Your Meiser Sheni does not belong to you. It's not yours at all. How come I eat it? Normally, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, that should go to a Kohen. That belongs to, Truma goes to a Kohen. Kohanim are the people that eat things from Kivyachal, the Rabban Shalom's table. What's going on here? But what may be going on here, Lefi Rashi, is really Rav Hirsch's idea. Meiser Sheni is our attempt to be like Kohanim. Meiser Sheni is our attempt. It's our way of, in our own way, we're not being Makif Karbanos, and we're not eating Truma, but we have a taste of it. Part of what it means to be Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh is that we are going to go, and we're going to, it's not ours, but Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, just like Kohanim, we have the opportunity to eat it also. Just like Kohanim, we have the opportunity to eat from Ribono Shel Olam's table in a certain sense. Which again just reinforces the idea that part of Meiser Sheni, it's not a regular mitzvah tuya ba'aretz the way some of the other ones are. I'm not giving it to anyone else. I'm bringing it to Shalayim. For Chaim, for one day in the Gemara, it's Mamon Hedyot. One day in the Gemara, it really belongs to you. Maybe not outside Yerushalayim, but it really does belong to you on some level. For Mamon Gavoa, for Rashi, for the Ravid, I can't yarshin it. Maybe no din of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh for that reason. It's not really mine. I eat it, Mishulchan Gavoa. I, as a Yisrael, I, as a simple Jew, eat it the same way a Kohen eats Truma. Because this part of this halacha is about reminding us, we also, on some level, Mamachas Kohanim, are like Kohanim. According to Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim's chiddush was that Mamon Gavoa, it actually isn't. It actually is yours on some level. And therefore, said the Brisker Rav, you can actually yarshin it. And therefore, the Torah's Ram as nafkamina as far as Pachach Mishav Reputa. But there are certain implications as a result of Reb Chaim. It really is yours, just it has Kedusha. What's the purpose of that Kedusha? It's not yours in that you can do whatever you want with it. You have to take it, it has Kedusha, and you have to go and you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. So we've learned a couple important things thus far about Maaser Sheni. Last week we learned about how Maaser Sheni is food that we bring to Yerushalayim. We explored some of the Tamiya mitzvot. We spoke last week about how it's after you've already separated Truma, after you've already separated Maaser Rishon, I've given a 40, 50, 60 to a Kohen, a tenth to Levi. Now I take another tenth of what's remaining. I bring that to Yerushalayim. I eat it in Yerushalayim. We spoke last week about why. The opportunity to be in Yerushalayim, either formal Talmud Torah or osmosis of just being in Yerushalayim and the experience there, becoming like a Kohen. And this week we spoke about what's the status of that Maaser Sheni. What really is it? It really belongs to me? It doesn't belong to me? And if it doesn't belong to me, the significance of that and what exactly that means, we'll be able to bring it to Yerushalayim. Shkayach, guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.